This is the Sakar Moli of 12th of May, 2026. Essence, sweet children, the time of destruction is now very close. Therefore have true love for the One Father, and not for any bodily beings. Question, what are the signs of children who have true love for the One Father? Answer, 1. The yoga of their intellects cannot go to bodily beings. They do not become lovers or beloved of one another. 2. Those who have true love are constantly victorious. To be victorious means to become an emperor or empress of the Golden Age. 3. Those who have loving intellects remain constantly honest with the Father. They do not hide anything. 4. They wake up at Amrit Vela every day and remember the Father with love. 5. They give their bones for service like Dadichi Rishi did. 6. Their intellects do not wander to worldly matters. Song. Neither will he become separated from us, nor will there be sorrow in our hearts. Om Shanti. You mouth-born creation, you decoration of the Brahmin clan, make this promise, because your love is connected to the One Father. You understand that this is the time of destruction. The Father explains to you, children, that destruction has to take place. Those whose love is connected to the Father at the time of destruction become victorious. That is, they become the masters of the Golden Age. Shiv Baba has explained to you that both the kings and the subjects become the masters of the world, but there is a lot of difference in the position. The more love you have for the Father, and the more you remember him, the higher the status you will claim. Baba has explained that it is only by remembering the Father that your burden of sins will be burnt away. You can write that those who have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction will be led to destruction. There is no question of fear about writing this. The Father says, I myself tell you that they will be led to destruction, and that those who have loving intellects will be victorious. Baba tells you everything absolutely clearly. No one in the world except you children has love. The Father says, children, write the different praise of the Supreme Soul and Sri Krishna separately, so that it can be proved who is the God of the Gita. This is essential. Secondly, Baba asks, is the purifier, the ocean of knowledge, the Supreme Soul, or is it river water? Is it the Ganges of knowledge or the Ganges of water? This is very easy. Thirdly, when you hold an exhibition, you should first of all send invitations to those at the Gita Pathshalas. There are many of them. You should especially invite them. You should first invite those who study the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, because they are the ones who have forgotten this, and who also make everyone else forget this. You should invite them to come and judge for themselves, and then do whatever they feel is right. People will then be able to understand that we even invite those who study the Gita, and that perhaps we are only preaching the Gita. Heaven was established through the Gita. There is a lot of praise of the Gita, but not the Gita of the path of devotion. The Father says, I only tell you the truth and nothing but the truth. Whatever interpretations people have given, they are all completely wrong. No one else speaks the truth. Only I tell you the truth. It isn't the truth to say that God is omnipresent. All of them will be led to destruction, and it will continue to happen like that every cycle. This is the first and foremost thing that you have to explain. The father says, the Yadavas, scientists, have non-loving intellects. They are making very good preparations for destruction. However, those with stone intellects are not able to understand anything. You too had stone intellects, and you now have to become those with divine intellects. It is a wonder how you had divine intellects, and how you have now become those with stone intellects. The Father is called the Knowledgeful and Merciful One. How would those who don't know how to benefit themselves benefit others? Those who don't imbibe this knowledge will claim a status accordingly. Only those who are serviceable will claim a high status. It is they whom the Father loves. It is number-wise according to the efforts you make. They don't understand that since they don't love the Father, they won't receive a status. Whether they are real children or stepchildren, if they don't have loving intellects at the time of destruction, if they don't follow the Father, they will receive a low status. They also need divine virtues. You should never tell lies. The Father says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who doesn't love me will not receive a status. You have to try and claim your full inheritance for 21 births. First of all, invite those from the Gita Patshalas to the melas and exhibitions, because they are devotees. Those who study the Gita must definitely be remembering Sri Krishna, but they don't understand anything. Sri Krishna played the flute, so where did Radhe go? They have given a veena to Saraswati and a flute to Sri Krishna. People say that Allah created them, but they don't know Allah. This refers to Bharat. There used to be the kingdom of deities in Bharat. Their images are worshipped in the temples. They place statues of the kings, etc., outside. Birds sit on them and dirty them with their droppings. They position Lakshmi and Narayan and Radhe and Krishna in such a first-class place. They are called the emperor and empress. The word king is an English word. They spend hundreds of thousands of rupees on building a temple because that emperor was pure. The king, queen and subjects were all worthy of worship. It is you who become worthy of worship and then worshippers. So the first thing is to remember the Father. When you have the practice of remembering the Father, you will be able to imbibe this knowledge. When there isn't love for the One, your love is connected to other beings. There are some daughters who have so much love for one another that they don't even have as much love for Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba says, you have to connect your intellects in yoga to me, or do you have to become lovers and beloveds of one another? You then completely forget me. You have to connect your intellects in yoga to me. This requires effort. Your intellects do not break away from others at all. Instead of remembering Shiv Baba, you remember one another all day and night. When Baba mentions their names, they become traitors. It doesn't then take them long to start insulting Baba. When you insult this Baba, Shiv Baba also very soon hears it. If you don't study with Brahma, you cannot study with Shiv Baba. Without Brahma, Shiv Baba cannot even hear you. This is why he tells you to go and ask physical Baba. Some good children don't accept Brahma Baba because they feel that he too is an effort maker. All are effort makers, but you have to follow the mother and father. Some understand when you explain to them, whereas if some don't have it in their fortune, they don't understand at all. They don't become serviceable. However, you must connect your intellects to the One Father. Many have emerged nowadays who say that Shiv Baba enters them. You have to be very cautious about this. Maya enters many of them. Even those in whom Sri Narayan used to come are not here today. Nothing happens by them just entering you. The Father says, constantly remember me alone. When they say that this one or that one enters them, it is Maya. If you don't remember me, what would you attain? How would you be able to claim a status or imbibe this knowledge if you don't have direct yoga with the Father? The Father says, constantly remember me alone. I explain to you through Brahma alone. This establishment is taking place through Brahma. The Trimurti is also definitely needed. Some get angry when they see the picture of Brahma. They get angry when they hear of the 84 births of Sri Krishna. They even tear up the picture. The Father has had those pictures made. The Father explains to you, children, don't forget, simply continue to remember the Father. Even those who are in bondage mustn't cry in distress. Stay at home and continue to remember the Father. Those who are in bondage can attain an even higher status. It is only the ocean of knowledge who gives you children this knowledge. No one but the One Father has this spiritual knowledge. Only the One Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the ocean of knowledge. Only He is called the Liberator. What is there to be afraid of in this? The Father explains to you, children, and you then have to explain to others. The Father says, remember me, and you will receive salvation. The kingdom of Rama, God, is in the Golden Age, not the Iron Age. There is just one kingdom in the Golden Age. You are all number-wise in how your intellects imbibe all of these things. Those who are unable to imbibe this knowledge are said to have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction and are unable to claim a status. Everyone has to be destroyed. These things are not a small matter. Shiv Baba says, become those who have loving intellects at the time of destruction. This is your final birth. Therefore, if you don't have love now, you won't receive a status. The Lord is pleased with an honest heart. Give your bones for service, just as Dadichi Rishi did. When there are bad omens over them, their intoxication goes, and then many types of storm continue to come. They then say that it would be better to go back to their worldly parents because they don't enjoy it here anymore. There are many plays, films, etc. there. Those who are used to all of those things are unable to stay here. It is very difficult for them. Yes, it is possible to claim a high status by making effort. You should remain happy. Baba himself says, I don't enjoy it if I don't get up early in the morning and sit in remembrance. By simply lying in bed, it's possible that you would nod off. When you sit down in remembrance, many good points will emerge and there will be a lot of enjoyment. Only a few more days now remain. We are claiming the sovereignty of the world from the Father. If you sit and remember this, your mercury of happiness will rise. When you think about these things in the morning, that happiness will also last throughout the day. If there isn't happiness, your intellect definitely isn't loving to the Father. At Amrit Vela, there is very good solitude, and so, the more you remember the Father, the higher your mercury of happiness will rise. There are bad omens in this study when you forget the Father. If you want to claim your inheritance from the Father, serve with your thoughts, words, and deeds. Spend this last birth of yours doing this service. If you remain occupied in other worldly matters, when could you do this service? By leaving everything till tomorrow, you would die and be unable to do anything. The Father has come just to take you to heaven. So many die here in a war, and so many experience sorrow. There is no war, etc. there. All of that refers to the final time when everything has to be destroyed. Those who are orphans will die in this way, and those who belong to the Lord and Master will claim their fortune of the kingdom. You also have to explain at the exhibitions that you are establishing your own kingdom with your own earnings and with your own bodies, minds, and wealth. We are not begging for anything because there is no need for it. Many of us brothers and sisters are establishing our kingdom together. You accumulate millions and bring about your own destruction, whereas we are accumulating every penny and becoming the masters of the world. These are such wonderful matters. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. At Amrit Vela, sit in solitude and remember the Father with love. Put aside all worldly matters and engage yourself in doing God's service. 2. Keep your heart true to the Father. Don't become a lover or beloved of one another. Connect your love to the one Father and not to any bodily beings. Blessing. May you be a bestower of this knowledge and a bestower of blessings, by becoming full of the wealth of all powers. You children who have the wealth of all powers, experience closeness to the complete and perfect stage. No sanskars of a devotee or a beggar can emerge in you. The words, I want the Father's help, I want blessings, I want cooperation, I want powers. These words of wanting do not suit you children of the bestower of knowledge and the bestower of blessings. You are the ones who give donations, dan, or blessings, vardan, to every soul of the world. Slogan. Words that give souls one type of attainment or other are true versions. Aviat signal. Constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. No matter how much others try to shake you, you must remain unshakable. Are adverse situations elevated, or is your original stage elevated? Do adverse situations sometimes attack you? Think about whether adverse situations are powerful or whether your original stage is powerful. When you have this awareness, you will become powerful from weak. Just as you Tapasvi souls concentrate on your constant and stable stage, similarly, Hatha Yogi souls stand on one leg. So there is a difference between being stable in a constant and stable stage and standing on one leg. Om Shanti.